A good Erev Shabbos, everybody. Baruch Hashem, another beautiful, beautiful week in Yeshiva. What a beautiful... Last night, the Yeshiva had a Vart, an engagement last night, for one of our wonderful alumni, Michael Michal Chaim Samaris, danced there by Edelman. I was there by Milstein. But the people, Talmidim the Yeshiva, were there. It was so much fun, such a vibrant simcha. Can't get enough of it. Yeah, the image there of people who are full of joy to be able to dance, just to dance. Somebody was there and he was dancing very slowly. No, I can't. When you're full of joy, you don't say you can't. You dance. You dance full of simcha. You don't have to drink any alcohol. You don't have to do anything else. The simcha of life, of joy, of somebody getting married, of somebody finding his bashert, of somebody doing the right thing. It is invigorating. It is invigorating. I got there at around 9 o'clock. I left there about a little before 10:30 by a vart. I've never seen an engagement like that where there's so much dancing. So much joy. After that, I got on the phone. Somebody says, you've been up since whatever amount of time I wake up. But you've been up since then. Why do you sound so awake? And then I went to go learn night seder. And then I went to Rabbi Reisman's shul. And then he gave a shiur at 11:30 at night. Simcha is better than everything else. Better than all the caffeine that a person can pump themselves full of. It keeps you alive. It keeps you vibrant. Simcha. Why am I talking about simcha? First of all, it's good to talk about simcha. It's obviously extremely important. Obviously, we're full of simcha from last night's basketball game. For sure. Full of simcha, full of joy. Guys are cheering as if I was the one that scored all the points. But being full of, we're very proud of our guys. We are very proud of you. But full of simcha. And I'm not talking about simcha because the pasuk in the Torah says that a person doesn't serve Hashem b'simcha. You know, chas v'shalom, chas v'shalom. Simcha. Why am I talking about simcha? I told some boys last week that my chavrusa in Elul last year, not this past Elul, previous Elul, was getting very concerned. Tshuva. It reminded me of a story. My Rebbe writes in his Sefer a certain story. Talmidim went up to, in the Radin Yeshiva, the Yeshiva of the Chavetz Chaim. They went up to the Radin Rosh Yeshiva, Reb Naftali Trupp. And they said to him, I think that's the way the story goes. They went to Reb Naftali Trupp, and they said to him, Rebbe, what do we need to do during Elul? So he said to them, why are you getting so worked up about this? Elul. El, you just need to do tshuva. That's it. A little tshuva, you're fine. Stop worrying so much. It's just tshuva. So the boys, wow. We've been so serious about it. And Aaron Naftali is saying, just tshuva. So they went to the Chavetz Chaim. They said, Rebbe, you know, Rebbe Naftali says to us, all we need to do is tshuva during El. So the Chavetz Chaim says, tshuva, of course. But tshuva... And he trembles. You have to do tshuva, and he trembles again. So there's tshuva, and there's tshuva. You have to know what he meant by that. There's a requirement of tshuva. So my chavrusa is talking. He's getting all tshuva. So I give him all of my shortcuts that I learned from my Rebbe about shortcuts to tshuva before Rosh Hashanah. This, I'm about to say, is one of the shortcuts I gave him. One of the shortcuts. Seems like a nice, easy, simple, straightforward shortcut. It's a Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah in Siman Nun Aleph Sifkot Yud Zayin. The Mishnah Berurah is talking about this week's parasha. Shiras Hayam. It's Parashas B'Shalach. It talks about how the Yidden went through the Yamsuf. They get through the Yamsuf. They get to the other side. And then we say everything we say in davening every single day of the year. Oz Yashir Moshe. The Jewish people sing. Uvenei Yisrael. All together. It's a Shiras Ois. They sing the Shira. When they get through the Yamsuf, they're there. They're watching everything. Total clarity. Hashem's in control of the universe, heaven and earth. You know, Milstein got me into looking at ChatGPT. I went to ChatGPT. I asked ChatGPT, has there any other religion in the world which makes claims that are similar to Judaism? Now, ChatGPT is not a Hasidic Yid in Borough Park. ChatGPT, I asked the question to it. It said, straight, black and white, there are no religions in the world that make such verifiable claims like the Jewish people. I said, is there any religion in the world that has a mass revelation event like Har Sinai? I figured maybe ChatGPT has a different religion that did it. There is no religion in the world. So I said to ChatGPT, I said, why is it that everyone's not converting to Judaism? So its answer was, A, I don't know, and B, perhaps people feel like they don't need proof in their religions. That's what it said. They don't need those type of proofs. Okay, ChatGPT, very honest. At the end, ChatGPT said, please be Megayer me. I said, no, I tried to push it up, stay a dime. Okay, fine. But you have Jewish people go through Yamsuf. They come to the other side. They sing Shiras Hayam. They sing a song. Says the Chafetz Chaim in Mishneh Berurah, the Yoimer, every single day, you should say, Shiras Hayam Besimcha. You should say, Shiras Hayam, Oz Yasher. Say it with joy. V'yadama b'dayta, like we said last week, a person should imagine in his mind, in his thoughts, ki'ilu b'oyse hayoyim, as if on that day, over bayam, he went through the Yamsuf. So now, before I get to the punchline here, every day, when you say Shiras Hayam, you should imagine for yourself, ki'ilu b'oyse hayoyim, as if that day, I went through the Yamsuf. So imagine, waves, high waves, it's frozen on the side. You're going through, you went through your whole family, trying to get to the other side as quickly as you can, probably. You know the Egyptians are behind you. You hear the noises. You're getting through all the miracles. Go learn about all the miracles. You get to the other side. That's what you're imagining. You get there. V'ho'oimer b'simcha, a person who says it with that joy, that he has gotten to the other side, moichlin loy avaynaysav, his sins are forgiven. A person who has that, you're saying, Oz Yashir, with joy, imagining it was me who went through that, you get to the other side, Moichlin Lo'av and Eisa, Hashem will forgive you of your sins. That sounds like a great idea. I said this to my Chavrusa, why are you getting so worked up about Elul? Get into davening, say Oz Yashir, with simcha, with joy, imagine yourself, Moichlin Lo'av and Eisa. I told him that. I told him, stop being so worried. Let's get back learning. Gemara Rashi Tosfos. Stop bothering me. Easy, no? Say with joy. Is it easy? Probably not. Probably not. Most people will tell you, you know why it's not so easy? Because imagine yourself going through the Yamsuf. You know what that means? That means imagine you with all of your problems, with all of your issues, with every difficulty you go through. Imagine that your life is that Yam Suf with all the scary things on the side, and Hashem will get you through when you get to the other side. Hashem, you have to imagine it's you with all of your difficulties. It's your own Kriyas Yam Suf that you're dealing with, going through all that. I got into a fight with my mother, I got into a fight with my father, and I get through the Yam Suf, I know Hashem is taking care of me. I get to yeshiva one day, and you know what, I'm not in the mood. I know Kriyas Yam Suf, Hashem is taking care of me. I go to the doctor's office and the doctor says, I have such and such problem, I take this medication. I have a Kriyas Yam Suf moment, Hashem is taking care of me. That's what it means, V'yadame b'dayte. You imagine you went through the Yam Suf and you get to the other side and you sing it b'simcha. Hashem is taking care of me. That's what a lot of people will say. That's the difficulty of this, because it's difficult to imagine yourself going through the Yam Suf of the difficulties of your life. Okay, but I want to add, I know another reason why it's difficult. Because there is a four-letter word that people cannot do so well nowadays. And that four-letter word is simcha. Simcha. To be full of simcha. You have to say it with simcha. Where is the joy? Who is full of simcha nowadays? I was talking to you about this wedding last night. Bart, I call it a wedding already. It was a Vart. I'm excited for his wedding in April, Bez Hashem. But I'm talking about a Vart. People there were full of joy. Positive. Happy. Who here remembers When Rabbi Milstein's father came to yeshiva, Rabbi Yechmiel Milstein Shlita came to yeshiva, you see him standing here with his bright, huge smile. Rabbi Milstein too. But you see him standing with his bright, huge smile. You're talking about a person who is full of simcha. You meet a gadol. Maybe he's not jumping giddy, but he's full of simcha. It comes from a person who's living life. A person who's so full of life. When a person's not full of life, they're spacey, they're down the dumps, they look down, and blah. How can he say Az Yashu with simcha if he doesn't have what to live for? It's an astonishing thing. I think it's every single year. The week of Parshas B'Shalach is also the week of Tu B'Shvat. Tu B'Shvat is coming up this Thursday. I saw from the wonderful tzaddik, Rav Moshe Wolfson Zatzal. Rav Moshe Wolfson says that what is the connection between Shiras Hayam, the singing by the Siyam Suf, and Tu B'Shvat, which comes every single week. He says it's based on a Zayar. The Mishnah Berurah is also based on a Zayar. It's the same Zayar. The Zayar says those people who sing Shiras Hayam now will merit singing it in Olam Haba. Rav Moshe Wolfson says it's referring to Tchias HaMeisim time. If you merit to do it now singing B'Simcha, you'll merit to do it then singing B'Simcha. That's pretty good. Not just, I got you an extra step. Not just Meichlin Lo Yavanaisim, not just Hashem's going to forgive you from all your problems, you don't have to feel guilty, but also you're going to be singing Oz Yashir. Maybe not Oz Yashir, but the Simcha of the songs of the future. You will be singing by Tchias HaMeisim. So says Rav Moshe Wolfson, that's very connected to Tu B'Shvat, because by Tu B'Shvat, you have all the dead trees. And when Tu B'Shvat comes along, Tchias HaMeisim happens to those trees. The trees suddenly start coming back to life. Now, you don't see it. It's not, no bloom is suddenly popping out of those trees, but the trees have come back alive. And then he writes these words. I should really read it inside. He writes these words. He said how sad it is. We should have rachmanis. We should have rachmanis. We should have mercy. We should feel terrible for people. I'll read you these words. He says, but we sing to the gedoyla harachmanis, the great mercy we need to have. How terrible we need to feel. Al elu ha'anoshim, on those people, asher af. That even though they sing the shir every day, there's no dripping upon them the dew shall tchias ha-mesim. People say Oz Yashir instead of Oz Yashir, the song that you sing every single day, instead of it being the rejuvenating life that brings you to the next world, I'm talking about it fills you with simcha. Instead of it being that, people say it like they're dead, Leolino said. A person says it like they're dead, what can they hope for? They live a life of the... You live a life of meaning. That's why Gedolim are full of simcha. Everything they do is full of meaning. I said this story 1,000 times. I will say it 1,001 because I need to learn more from this story. Rabbi Belsky came to our house once. Zecher Tzadik Livracha, and Rabbi Belsky on Matzah Shabbos went over to each of the children in the family and gave them a bracha. When he went over to the first child, the first boy, to give him a bracha, he says, you should grow up to be a big tzaddik. And then he stopped because the kid had a look on his face. He said, and you should know, being a tzaddik is a lot of fun. That's what he said. Being a tzaddik is a lot of fun. You'd imagine he's a big tzaddik himself. He's supposed to be humble. I don't know anything about being a tzaddik, but I once heard they told me something maybe. Being a tzaddik is a lot of fun. Why is being a tzaddik a lot of fun? Because you're living for the right things. Your life is clear. Can you imagine a person is enslaved? This young lady that we can't stop talking about who was freed. Agam Berger. Everybody, if you haven't heard anything about her, go listen to the stories about this young lady, a young Jewish girl. I've heard so many people say the exact same stories over and over and over about her. But you know what? It needs to be said. A young Jewish girl who is totally not religious, on October 5th, she is deposited to work as a soldier there on the border. She gets kidnapped by Hamas on October 7th, 2 days later. She's totally not religious. She gets there, and of course, what do we know about her? Nothing. But a young lady, is a girl last year, was released. She comes back to Israel. She meets this Agamberger's mother. She tells her, I want you to know, your daughter is there in the tunnels, being obviously kept hostage by Hamas. And she does two things there. She spends the whole time praying, and she decided she's going to keep Shabbos. That's what she's not religious. That's what she decided. When eventually Agamberger is going to be free, it's discovered that her mother, who was also not religious, decided she's going to start keeping Shabbos for her daughter Agam. The releases happen on Shabbos. The releases, Hamas, Lahachis, I'm sure, they on purpose are releasing them on Shabbos, but they release them on Shabbos, and the mother of Agamberger tells everybody, please don't be Machal Shabbos for my daughter. Of course, the soldiers will have to go get my daughter, but the rest of everybody else, please keep Shabbos for my daughter. She wasn't religious. She started keeping Shabbos now. The mother. Agamberger is released on Thursday. Hamas decided to release her 2 days early, not on Shabbos. She's released on Thursday. The soldiers give her a whiteboard. I don't know where that came from. And she writes on the whiteboard, puts it out for everyone to see, Derech Emuna Bacharti, I have chosen the path of Emuna. Turns out, in the caves, she keeps Shabbos every single week. She kept Yom Kippur while she was there. Hamas people, they tried to get her to cook for them on Shabbos. She says, I will not cook on Shabbos. She doesn't know anything about Shabbos. What does she know? I will not cook on Shabbos. She was the one who was mechazik everybody else. They tried to get her to read a Quran. She refused. She found a sitter in the rubble of Gaza, and she was davening from that sitter. Where does this come from? There's something in the kishkas of every single yid. And Agamberger, we've got that in us. Somebody once said, and it's a remarkable thing to say, the idea that a person is willing to kill themselves for their religion is not unique to Judaism. Totally not. Arabs, well known, they kill themselves for their religion. Indians will kill themselves for their religion. Hindu terrorists kill themselves for religion. A lot of people kill themselves for religion and kill themselves for a cause. Stalinists kill themselves for the cause of communism. But you know what the Jew does that nobody else does? When a Jew is totally irreligious, he has no connection to Judaism, he will still die for Judaism. With no connection. Because there's something inside of him, we call it a neshama. There's something inside of him that no matter how little Judaism you think is there, he will still, and she will still, die for her Jewish faith. You know that about yourself? You should be exploding with joy. I have something no one else has got, and there's just a few of us. I'm full of simcha. Say Az Yashir with simcha. Live life with simcha. Talk to your mother with simcha. Live every moment with simcha. Smile. Well, last month we spoke about Sefer Panim Yafes. I want to be a Sefer Panim Yafes, that person who greets people with joy. We greet people with a happy face. Be the type of person who's full of simcha. Yeah, what a smile. Be a type of person who's full of simcha. When I get here in the morning and I look around at the people I get to spend time with, I am full of simcha. Last night, sitting on the bench, I see my people having so much fun last night, being positive, supporting each other. It wasn't easy the whole way through. But everyone's supporting each other, full of simcha. I have a Talmud in my class. Yeah? He does not, imagine, if he said this in 1925, it would be funny. But in year 2025, it makes more sense about what a delicious thing this is. He does not bring a phone at all to yeshiva. Not he brings his phone because he needs it on the way to yeshiva, and then he puts it in the, he does not bring a phone to yeshiva. It's fine. I can walk to yeshiva without a phone. I can walk back home without a phone. Right, Yasha? Does not bring a phone to yeshiva. How can I not be full of simcha with that? You're living in 2025. How do you exist a block without a phone? I know that. I'm saying even just one block. And then he goes to shul, and he's mechazik other people there. And he gets here, and he goes to places. full of simcha with that. You live a normal life. When I see people in yeshiva taking care of other people in yeshiva, this week, somebody was supposed to do something. It was hard for him to do it. And one of the older guys in yeshiva went over to him and told him, it's simple, I'll help you. This is how you do it. This is how to take care of it. And this is what you did. And guess what? The guy did a great job. You're full of simcha like that. You have to be a person full of simcha if you want to imbue it in other people. Live a life of joy. I mean, listen, it's just a down payment on our futures. I'll read it again. V'yomer shir sayam b'simcha, a person should say, shir sayam, oz yasher, with joy. V'yadayim v'tati, imagine in your mind, ki'ilu bo'yisayim over b'yam, as if today you have gone through the sea of your life. V'yomer b'simcha, a person who says b'simcha, mo'ichlin le'avanoisa. By the way, Erev Shabbos is a great time to do tshuva. But do tshuva with simcha. Fill your life with joy. Hashem should fill you. You want to have good simcha? Sing by your Shabbos table. Sing by your Shabbos table. Sing, Zaydi, sing a song. Sing by your Shabbos table. You should have a beautiful, beautiful Shabbos, Bezer Shem.